Om Shanti. Let's relax the body. Take 3 deep breaths. Gently bring your attention to the center of the forehead. And just see yourself, the energy. I am the master of this body. So in the center of the forehead, you can put your finger here to see where the point is. Just here, between the 2 eyebrows and a little above. So that's the point. We can put our finger down, but that's the point where we will see ourselves as just a little star, point of light. Visualize I, the being, pure divine soul in the center of the forehead. And just one thought, I am a powerful being. This is a little exercise where we create one thought and hold on to that thought. And while we create and hold on to the thought, we keep seeing ourselves, that being in the center of the forehead. I am a powerful soul. Again, I am a powerful being. In case the mind wanders off to some other aspect of our life, gently bring it back with one thought, I am a powerful being. And as we create this one thought, and we see ourselves, that vibration, that energy radiates to every cell of our body. The vibration of purity, the vibration of power. So visualize this, an energy from the center of the forehead, the vibration of purity and power radiating throughout your body. It's healing energy. If there's any part of the body where there's any aches and pain, any discomfort or disease, focus on that particular part of the body and feel this energy flowing through that region, cleaning all the blocked energy there. And healing it with purity and power. Was that easy to do? Yes, everybody? Was that simple to do? Yes? So this is a 1 minute exercise. We won't even call it meditation, but it's the first step. Because normally we say, we meditate for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. But how many times can I do that in the day? I can probably do it in the morning or in the evening or just before going to bed. But what about the rest of the day? The rest of the day. So the rest of the day, we have this very powerful technique which is called the traffic control of the mind. What's it called? Traffic control of the mind. So look at all the traffic on the road. If there's no traffic signal, what would happen on the road? There's all jammed there and nobody can move. Similarly over here, thoughts and thoughts and thoughts of work, thoughts of home, thoughts of family, thoughts of this one, thoughts about the world. There's so many thoughts that we've created a new epidemic which is called overthinking. Anyone experiences overthinking? Thinking, 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 too much, it doesn't stop. I want to think about home, but I'm thinking about work. Does that happen? I want to think about this one, but I'm thinking about that one. Which means my mind is not in my mind is not in my control. And even when I want to go to sleep, if there's something that's happened during the day which was not my way, we tend to go on thinking about it before going to sleep. And sometimes we're not able to fall off to sleep because the mind is still thinking at that level. And then when we go to sleep with all those thoughts, aap wahin baithenge jahan hai, aage nahi aayenge, wahin baith jayenge. When we go to sleep with so many thoughts on the mind, we're sometimes even thinking about that during our sleep. Often we may have experienced that when we wake up, even after a 6-7 hours of sleep, we feel like sleeping a little more. Anyone feels like sleeping a little more in the morning? Yes? Have you ever thought about it? After a complete 6 to 8 hours of sleep, I want to sleep 5 minutes more. I want to sleep 5 minutes more. It's like, okay, I want to just sleep 5 minutes more. And then we put a snooze button there. Okay, 5 minutes more. Why would I want to sleep 5 minutes more after 6 hours? Why would I? And some of us also have this ability to be able to doze off any time of the day, anywhere. Anyone has this beautiful ability to be able to doze off in the car or the flight? No? Anyone here has that ability? Okay. Then again we need to ask ourselves, in spite of a good night's sleep, how is it that I'm able to doze off during the day? So that is called sleep deprived. Why sleep deprived in spite of sleeping? Because I'm sleeping long, but I'm not sleeping deep. There is a difference between sleeping long and sleeping deep. Sleeping deep means the mind is silent. And if I sleep deep, I need lesser number of hours to sleep. But if I'm thinking, even during my sleep, then my mind is working instead of resting. It's working. Suppose I check an email of work before going to sleep. I've given my mind work to do before going to sleep. So my mind is working during my sleep. And sometimes we may have experienced that you have a question on your mind before you go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you know the answer. Anyone ever experienced that answer to a problem when I wake up? Yeah? So now I need to ask myself, I didn't know the answer before I went to sleep. How do I know the answer when I wake up? Because my mind worked on it during my sleep. And so I had the answer when I wake up. So if my mind is on a fast track thinking mode during the day, I'm not able to put a full stop it to it during my sleep. And that's why our quality of sleep is compromised, and that's why we're sleeping long. The next 8 days, start observing your quality of sleep. Start observing your quality of sleep. It's going to change every single day, because while you are in this vibration, while you are having food which is very light for the gut, while you are meditating every single day, you are studying principles which are teaching you to become the master of the mind, the speed of thinking of your mind is going to slow down during the day. And when it's going to slow down during the day, you're going to experience deep sleep. But till then, because I'm sleep deprived, and we have red light and meditation, and if we close our eyes, chances are, we go off to sleep. Because meditation and sleep both have the same intention, to slow down the speed of the thoughts. But meditation is more than just slowing down the speed of thoughts. So gently practice, very gently, no pressure. Don't close your eyes completely, because we don't want to sleep, we want to meditate. So you can keep it open, you can keep it half open, you can keep it 3-4 open. And if you're very uncomfortable with open, you can keep it closed, no problem. But gentle practice, simply because we can do this meditation anytime, anywhere during the day. Anytime, anywhere during the day. It's not just going to be like this in a sitting posture in a separate place at home. So, Om Shanti, which is the greeting, right from the time you arrived in the campus, everyone's been saying Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So that is our greeting, but it has a very, very deep meaning which introduces me to myself. And the meaning of Om Shanti is, I am a peaceful soul. We can write that down, very important. Om Shanti is equal to, I am a peaceful soul. So every time someone greets you with an Om Shanti and you respond with an Om Shanti, it's not just a word. It's not just a word. It's a gentle reminder of who I am and a reminder to the one who I am greeting. And while the two of us are greeting each other, we are creating the vibration of peace and radiating it into the environment. When I will say, I have a peaceful soul, the other person says, I am a peaceful soul, we've gently created vibrations of peace around us. So, Om Shanti. And now with meaning, Om Shanti. So this is one word which is going to become normal part of life in the next 8 days. So at any point of time, if you find someone getting a little edgy, disturbed or angry, just tap on the shoulder and say Om Shanti. Which means reminding them that you and I are a peaceful soul. The meditation we learn here, in which we are going to practice in the next 8 days, is called Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga. Yoga means connection, and Raj means rule. Who am I going to rule over? I'm going to rule over my own self. Right now, my mind is not always in my control. Sometimes I even say words which later I regret, and I may even say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say this, it was just a slip of the tongue. Ever experienced? I didn't mean to say it, but it was just. So how is it that I didn't mean to say something and I yet said it? Which means lack of control over my words. And sometimes we do something which we later regret. And I say, I didn't mean to do it, it just happened. It just happened. I can just, if I'm angry, I just pick up something and I throw like this. I didn't mean to do that. But that means I'm losing that control. So Raj Yoga means shifting from being a victim to becoming a master. Can we repeat this? What are we going to shift from? being a victim. Victim means, we have to understand the meaning of victim. Victim means where I am not able to choose how I want to feel, and I am feeling what I'm feeling only because of what's happening around me. Whether it's a situation, whether it's a person, whether it's the weather, whether what's happening in the world, all these influence my thoughts, feelings and emotions. Is that true? Is that true? What all influence my thoughts, feelings and emotions? Let's make a list of it. Because the aim is, we're going to shift from being dependent to becoming independent, becoming the master. So what all influences my thoughts, feelings and emotions? One, situations. I am stressed because of fill in the blank. I'm angry because of pointing the finger at someone. I'm upset because of. Is that our vocabulary? What's the vocabulary? I'm angry because. Why are you so happy? I'm happy because. It's always something or someone outside of me, and which means I am emotionally dependent. My this world, there are two worlds. Let's put the finger there. Here, this is my inner world. Inner world. Now we can write in our diary, inner world is equal to intentions. Our intention about everything in life. This morning you did an exercise. What is my intention of coming here for the retreat? So intention is very important. So my inner world is of intentions. It is of thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories. Intentions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories. This is my inner world, right? Now my outer world, where is the outer world? It's here. My outer world also means this body, because this is the inner world. My first outer world is this body. So my outer world is about the health of my body. My outer world is about situations in my life. My outer world is about people in my life. First is my body. How is my body feeling today? So the first outer world is my body. Second outer world is all the situations happening in my life. Third outer world is all the people in my life and their behaviors around me. And fourth is, of course, the world. Everything that's happening in the world. The world. So two worlds. Inner world, outer world. Inner world, intentions, thoughts, feelings. Inner world, intentions, thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories. Outer world, health of body, situations, people, people's behavior, and the world. Can we have both our hands out like this right now for a minute? On the left hand, put the outer world. And on the right hand, put the inner world. Outer world, body, situations, people, inner world, thoughts, feelings, emotions. Now, which one is dependent on the other? Is it my inner world influenced by the outer world? Or is it my outer world influenced by the inner world? Example, my thoughts and feelings, do they get influenced by situations and people? Then my inner world is getting influenced by the outer world. Or is it that situations and people are getting influenced by my thoughts and feelings? Which one influences the other? Every answer is correct. There is no wrong answer in this all. We are on our journey. Three options. Either my thoughts are influenced by what's happening outside, or what's happening outside is influenced by how I am, or both influencing each other. Hanji? Outer world is? Yes? Okay, for example, let's take an example and we sort it out. You wake up tomorrow morning and suddenly you feel numbness and pain in this arm. Just put your hand here. This is hurting. What is hurting? My outer world, my body is hurting. Take it. Now, where is the pain? It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. It can even reach up to here. What's paining? My outer world. Will this pain in my arm create a pain here? Where was it paining? Here. Will it create a pain in my thoughts and feelings? Think. Will it create pain in my thoughts, the pain in my hand? No. When does it start paining here? When do I start feeling discomfort here? When I start creating worry about the pain in my arm. Right? Till I don't create worry, where is the pain only? The pain is here. Now I say, what has happened to me? It was all fine till last night. What is this? Is it a nerve problem? Is it a heart problem? Now when I start creating these thoughts, I start creating worry, I start creating fear, I start creating even anxiety. And then to add to it, I pick up my phone and I Google pain in arm. Yeah, we do that. No, now we have doctor in hand. So we pick up and pain in hand. And there is so many other options that can happen to me. Now again, see the connection. Pain in the arm, did that create the pain in the mind? No. What created the pain in the mind? The way I thought about the pain in the arm. So who created those thoughts? Put the finger on that one. Who created? This created the thoughts or I created the thoughts? I. Now, third thing, very important. Once I start creating this fear, this worry, this anxiety here, will it do anything to the pain in the arm? Let's say my pain in the arm is at the level of 50, just hypothetical, one figure, 50% pain. Now I start creating stress, then I start creating worry, then I start creating fear, then I even start creating anxiety. It's all here. But when I start creating all those emotions, this pain which was at 50, does it get influenced? Yes. Which direction? From 50 it will move to 60, which means it starts hurting a little more. Everyone agrees with this? Everyone agrees with this? Raise your hand. Everyone. Now, simple. Now, this is where we will get the equation which influences which. The pain in the arm did not create the pain here. Who created the pain here? I. But once I created the pain here influenced the pain in the arm. So which world influences which world? The outer world does not influence the inner world. It is the inner world which influences the outer world. Now we can write that and we will work on this for the next 8 days and for the rest of our life. This is a rest of our life journey. Because we are so deeply ingrained for blaming everything outside for what I'm feeling. And because I blame it on the outside world, I do nothing to change how I'm feeling. And we have created a world which is saying stress is normal, anger is normal. How many of us want happiness? So you see, we have created a world where we are saying, I want happiness, I want peace, I want love. Because we created the opposite energy. So next line to be written in the diary, I am the creator of my every thought and feeling. I am the creator. Who created that pain inside? I created. How did I create it? By the thoughts I created. I am the creator of every thought, feeling, emotion. I am the creator. This is one line we would practice every day in every situation. Because every time I'm going to be aware of this, I am the creator, I will shift from being dependent on the outside world to becoming the master. This is Raj Yoga, becoming master. If I had done the opposite, that I had created some nice, powerful, positive thoughts here about the pain in my arm, then what was at 50 would have moved to? Which means I would have relaxed my mind, I would have taken 3 deep breaths, and I would have created a thought, everything is perfect, it's just numbness, I probably just slept on that arm with my head twisted. I gave myself good thoughts. Then that pain in the arm, which was at 50, would move to 40. But if I create worry, anxiety, the pain which is at 50 will move to 60. So where is the outer world getting controlled from? Let's put the finger there. Where is my life being controlled from? Here. This is the control room. And we have come here for 8 days to understand this control room, to understand all the functions of this control room and to take charge. Take charge. So now, who is creating the health of my body? Who's creating the health of my body? I. And that is why today medical science says that most of our diseases are psychosomatic, which means stress is a cause of a lot of diseases. Stress means any uncomfortable emotion. And so to heal the body, where will I need to start? In spite of taking the best diet, best exercise regime, still not perfect healthy body, because here I'm not creating the best energy. If I am holding on to the past, if I am hurt and I haven't been able to heal it, if I haven't forgiven someone, if I am carrying some guilt and it's been like days, months or even years, then where is that emotional blockage? Where is the emotional blockage? Here. Now create this visual. Whatever is here is radiating to this body. Whatever is emotion is here, it's energy. How many of us can feel the vibrations of people? You know, we say good vibes, not very good vibes. Can you feel vibes of people? Yes? How many can feel vibes of people? So imagine the person is sitting here, but you can feel the vibes of people because it's energy. So you are here, your body is the first one to feel your vibrations. So if I create a blockage here, that same emotion radiates to my body every single day, every moment, and very soon I will create a blockage in the, in my body. Because I'm radiating that hurt, I'm radiating that resentment, I'm radiating that anger, I'm radiating that fear. So with Raj Yoga, when we start healing here, When we start healing here, our body starts healing. Body starts healing. Because I start cleaning here. I shift from fear to faith. I shift from stress to being calm. I shift from anger to compassion, to understanding them. And so when I shift here, energy in this body starts shifting. So you will see your first result of meditation is going to be feeling nice here, feeling better here. My first outer world which will get influenced by my meditation. Second, every thought that I create about someone radiates to them. So if I'm sitting here being nice to someone, polite conversation, perfect behavior, but critical judgmental thoughts, then my relationship, not going to be the best of energy. So relationships are not about what I do for them. That's just one small part. Because we say, I did so much for them. Very important. But relationships is about how I think and feel about them. So if there is any discomfort in any relationship, parent-child, partner, sibling, work colleague, anybody, any entanglement, any ego clash, any discomfort, just work on changing the way you think about them. Just change the way you think. And this is something we will do in the next 8 days. We are here to change all the knobs here. Change from being judgmental about them to being accepting. Change from they should be like this, they should do this, they could do that, to I understand. There's a reason. Send blessings to them. Only one person is needed to heal a conflict. You don't need two people to heal a conflict. Only one. Only one person is needed to create a conflict. Only one person is needed to heal a conflict. So my second world which changes with my meditation here is my world of people, my relationships. Then the third, in every situation, when we were living a life of dependency, we said, it happened that way, so obviously I will feel upset. So we were living like this. Take your hand like this. We were taking the energy of the situation and consuming that energy. It happened like this, obviously I will get upset. They behaved like that, obviously I will get hurt. This is a consumer. This is an absorber of energy. Raj Yoga will make us like this. This is a radiator of energy. This is a giver of energy. Situation is what the situation is, but I am the creator of my thought. Separate. Not a victim of the situation, a master of the situation. And before being the master of the situation, I understand I'm the master of my mind. Every thought is my creation. So who is the creator of our stress? Let's put the finger on them. Who's the creator of our stress? And who creates by anger? So from now on we can't say because of. This all is going to end. Personal responsibility, personal power. Power. In a world of uncertainty, so much is happening around us. If we continue to live a life of dependency on what's happening around us, it is tough to be happy. Because to be happy, everything around will need to be perfect my way. Not just perfect, perfect my way. People will also need to be perfect my way. Can people be my way? Can people be my way? If any of you have come with a friend or partner, ask them, are you ready to be my way? They will turn back and say, it's easier if you be my way. No one can be what the other person wants always. We can do some things for the way they want, but we can't always be their way, because we are going to be my way. But when someone is being their way, I need to master the art of being the right way. Write that again. When they are being their way means, suppose it's not the perfect behavior. It's their way. If they are upset or angry today, don't expect them to be polite. They are being their way. So when they are being their way, I have the power to be my way, the right way. Now, my way doesn't mean getting hurt, getting upset. Not that way anymore. The right way. So this is one line we're going to keep practicing. Shifting from blaming the world for how I'm feeling to taking responsibility of everything getting created here. Everything. Let's put both our hands out like this again. Now we'll just create a list of what all we create during the day. Our emotions, even our nature. Left hand, we will put those personality traits which are uncomfortable. Right hand, we will put the ones which make us feel comfortable. So I will say the word, you choose whether it's left hand or right hand, and you can just raise that hand a little bit. Or you can just say left or right, whatever you're comfortable. This is the healthy one, this is the uncomfortable one. Stress. Left or right? Stress, left. Okay, so now we'll do it a little faster. Stress, peace, anger, compassion, fear. Is it normal? Fear is normal. Left is not normal, but the world is calling all these normal. What is uncomfortable can never be normal. Can never be normal. This is fear. This is faith. Criticism. Opposite of criticism. Appreciation. Complaining. You know, sometimes I go on complaining about everything. Opposite of complaining. Gratitude. And you will see the left hand is all lower energy vibrations. The right hand are all higher energy vibrations. Hurt, right hand side, forgiving, letting go, releasing it, empathy, understanding the person was going through something, jealousy, left, what will come on the right hand side? Consciously creating good wishes and blessings for those who have achieved something. That will help you to release that jealousy energy. Consciously creating good wishes and blessings for those people around you at work or friends, those who have achieved something which probably you still haven't achieved, because that's where jealousy comes in, right? Ego. And what will come on the right hand? Ego is lower energy. Right hand, humility. Humility. Attachment. Attachment, left. Right hand is love. The world has mixed up both these. And we are attached to people and we call it love. Attachment and love is separate. So, which one is normal? Left hand or right hand emotions? But today, we are creating the left one often. We have started calling them normal and we are saying, I want happiness, I want love, I want peace, I want contentment. So the right hand has become what I want. And this is what Raj Yoga is going to do, shift. Shift to being the creator, the master, and creating the right hand one in every situation of life. In every situation. Because this is my true nature. So tonight, little homework, draw a column, keep writing the uncomfortable ones on the left side, normal ones on the right side. Whenever you think of a new one, add it there. The world is operating mostly through the left hand side and seeking the right hand side. They seek love. Raj Yoga teaches us, I am love. I am happiness. So becoming a victim is creating these emotions because I'm dependent on the outer world, and becoming the master is creating these feelings because I'm the creator of this feeling. Have any of us ever experienced hurt? Hurt, yeah? So do you have the name of the person who hurt you? Yes, we have names of people, right? They hurt me, they insulted me, they humiliated me, whatever vocabulary. Again, put both your hands here. Left hand, put that person. Right hand, put yourself. Left hand, put the person. Right hand, put yourself. Now just rewind, what did they do? Don't go too much in details. Just rewind, what did they do? What power they had? People on the left hand can cheat us. People on the left hand can betray us. People on the left hand can exploit us. People on the left hand can even physically beat us. Somebody can come and physically beat me. That's their power. People on the left hand can lie to me. People on the left hand can be wrong to me. But can that person on the left hand, put your finger here, enter here? Can this person on the left hand enter here and create your hurt for you? Person here, they can be rude, they can be wrong, they can cheat, they can beat, they can exploit. But do they have the power to enter here and create my pain for me? Everyone? Sure. Think. We have lot of time. Can they? Every answer is right in this hall. That is certain for the next 8 days. Because my answer is my experience, and my experience is truth for me. I can change the answer after a few minutes, but till now, my answer is the right answer. So don't hesitate to say your answer. Every answer is correct here. Can that person hurt me? Yes? Yes. Hanji? If I give them the power, okay. Sister, would you like to stand for 10 seconds if we do a little exercise? Easy. Everyone has to do it. We don't have to look at her. We have to also do it. Sister, I am the person on the left hand side. Okay, for you. I am the one here. What's my power? And what's your power? Let's see. Publicly, with everyone here and on camera, I can do wrong to you. I can shout, I can scream, I can use very wrong language. Can I do that? Yes, can I do that? Yes, my power. Can I do that every single day to her? Yes, that's also my power. Can I go to each one of you and talk about how wrong a person she is? Yes, that's my power. Can I do it online and put it as a post? That is also nowadays my power. This is a new power other people have now, right? Like, look at how much power I have, okay? That's the power I have. Can I enter into your mind a little bit? Okay. Yeah, no problem, all correct. Think, where do I have to enter to create the hurt? Here. I can shout from here, you can listen from here. That's my power. But can I enter your inner world and create those thoughts of pain and hurt for you? Again, I can say those words, I can say them repeatedly, but can I enter into your mind and I can create that specific thought of pain for you? Can I do that? Yes? No? No. Who is creating that thought inside me? I am the cause. Okay? Don't worry. She's going to release it all today. Don't worry about her. Hana? Why are we here? We are here for that. Of course. I am the cause, but I am not the creator of the pain. I am the cause, it's my behavior. But who's the creator of the hurt inside? So let's be very clear, what is their power, what is my power? Their power is to do whatever they have done. Other person only doesn't have one power. And that one power is, they can't enter my mind. Everybody agrees with this? They can't enter your mind? Please raise your hand, those who agree with it. Every time? Always? Always? Now, when I do all these wrong behaviors, but I can't enter your mind, then who is creating the thoughts which are there in your mind? You. Perfect? Now, my normal way of thinking is, she cheated me, she betrayed me, she doesn't love me, she doesn't respect me. And when I start creating these thoughts, it starts paining. But who is creating that pain thought? Who is creating that thought of pain? I. Now, this is the only part which needs to be clear. Who is creating the pain? I. Second step, do I have a choice to create another type of thought? Once I know I am the creator, then I also have a choice what to create. Till now I thought they are the cause of my pain. So I didn't have to do anything. I only had to live in pain. And I could create that pain for days, months, years, and actually lifetimes. Now I know that I am the creator. So can I choose something else? Can I choose something else? Yes? Option? Option? Let's again put both the hands, everybody. The person on the left hand has done something we don't want to even talk about. It's really bad. So where are they in their energy? For anyone to do wrong, where are they in their energy? Very, very low. I was fine till then. Put your hands, you'll get it. Where have they gone in their energy? Very, very low. I was fine. But when they did that wrong, and I created those thoughts of pain, where did I also start moving? Here. But who took me here? Not they. Who took me here? I. This is mastery. No problem, create pain. No problem, live in pain. But only don't say, they are the cause. Say, I created. No problem. If I say they are the cause, I've given the remote control of my life to them. If I say I am creating pain, no problem. I'm still the master. I choose to create pain. Now, again, I have a choice to go here. Then I also have a choice to go here. And I also have a choice to go here. And I also have a choice to go here. Now, just hold this. When I come here, what do I radiate to them? When I come down to their level, they are already, let's say 10. We'll give this number 10, we'll give this number 100. They are at 10, which means lowest self. Okay? And then I create pain. And I blame them for the pain. So what am I radiating to them? That vibration of pain. They were at 10. And I radiated pain. Where will they move? You see, very complicated. So because of my pain, where are they going to move? Below 10. Option, I go here. What will I then radiate to them? Higher energy. And when I radiate higher energy to them, which direction will they move? I have a choice. I can either be a victim of their behavior, or I can become a healer to them. I can become healer means just because I'm taking care of my mind. I'm radiating energy there. They will start moving upwards. Which one is better? Coming here or going here? Which one is better? Which one? Okay, so now options. Someone has wronged me. Someone has wronged me. New options so that I can move. Anyone. One option was hurt. Second option was do wrong to wrong. Do wrong to wrong. But in both these options, where am I going to move? I'm going to move down. Any option so that I can move? Forgive. Forgive? Everyone agrees? Forgive? Should we forgive? Should we forgive? Should I forgive? Why should I forgive? Who do I forgive? Who do I forgive? What is forgiveness means? I'm going to create nice thoughts from here today. Forgive. Who benefits? Me. So actually, who am I forgiving? Myself. It's not about them. It was difficult because we thought we are forgiving them. We are not forgiving them. By saying, I forgive, I'm just releasing all my... So actually it is for myself. And one more slightly even higher than forgive. Send blessings to them. Maybe not send love, not really easy right now. But blessings is easy, right? Blessings is easy. Because they are unwell. Anyone who's vibrationally low, emotionally unwell, send blessings. This means giving. This means absorbing. Can we send blessings to those who have wronged us? Shifted from becoming a victim of what they did to becoming a master. Congratulations. See? It's so simple. We can live our life in pain otherwise. We can live our life in pain. So tonight, one more homework. Name of the person on the left hand side and the blessing for them. Blessing for them. You can write the name now. And the blessing is going to be their healing energy. So, let's say someone shouted at me. Then the blessing for them will be, you are a peaceful soul. Because they are lacking in peace. So blessing means giving them the energy which they lack. Giving them the energy which they... It's like if someone is thirsty, give water. If someone is hungry, give food. If someone is tired, get them sit, rest. Whatever they need, we have to give. So if someone is aggressive, they need peace. If someone is abusive, they need respect, they lack in respect, they're not able to respect other people. So it's like giving a multivitamin of whatever deficiency they have. So see the deficiency and give that blessing. Loyalty. Someone needs love. Say you are a loveful soul. We don't have to go and say to them. Blessing means it's from here. Don't go and say to them. They are shouting and say, you know what, you're a peaceful soul. No, no, we don't do that. But we will send it from here. Vibrations can create magic. First, when I create that blessing, the first one who's going to get healed is me. I'm going to shift my inner vocabulary from they hurt me, they did this, they cheated me, they ruined my life. Every line brings me like, and it just doesn't affect me, it affects my body also. And to shift it to, I forgive you, I release, I let go. I forgive, I release, I let go. And the fourth one will be the blessing. You are a loveful soul. You are a powerful soul. Whichever blessing you want to give. You are a loyal soul. So four lines. I forgive, I release, I let go, I bless them. I forgive, I release, I let go, I bless them, and send the blessing. For the next few days, if you really have something to release and heal, just before going to sleep, say this three times. Initially, you might not feel like doing it. You might not feel it while saying it. Just say it without feeling. You can continue to feel the hatred, but just say this. It will begin without feeling. But when I keep saying it every single day, very soon it will start becoming a feeling. I have to heal myself. I can't wait for the world to come and heal me. I am the master of my life. So just before going to sleep, just gently say these four lines. You can say them 2-3 times. And just say it. Initially, just say it. Then after a few days, just pause, create that feeling and say it, I forgive you. Initially, just mechanical, I forgive you, I release, because I don't feel like doing it right now. Just say it. I have to change the pattern of my thinking. You know, it's like water has been flowing here for years. It will keep on flowing there. I have to gently change the path. Or it's like a trek up the hill. I created a path. I'm walking the same path every day. I have to create another route. So just say it. Can't say it? Just write it. Just write it. You're creating another path. You're giving yourself an option that I can think another way. And most important to remember, we are not doing this for them. We are doing it for ourselves. And another very important thing to remember, they didn't hurt me. They did all the wrong. They are not the cause of my pain. Because I created my pain, right? They are not the cause of my pain. They are the one in pain. Because where were they? They were here. So anyone who's here is in pain. They are at lower energy. I was here. They were in pain. I created the pain because of what they did. I was not in pain. I was here. So they did not pull me down. I created those thoughts. I spoke about it repeatedly and I gradually came down. Now I will change what I'm thinking about them and I will heal myself. And when I heal myself, that energy radiates to them. It will heal them. So always to remember, those who do wrong to us are in pain. They are weak. They are weak. Even if they are shouting, screaming, dominating, controlling, very weak inside. Very weak. So they are not the cause of my pain. They are in pain. One thought changed, the way I feel will start changing. It will start changing. So now, Rajyoga is about this I. We said, I am the creator of every thought. I am a peaceful being. I heal them. Who is this I we are talking about? And we said, this body is my outer world. Which means it's not, I am not the body, this is my body. But again, grown up with this belief system, this is who I am. When you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, how am I looking today? How am I looking today? Can we see ourselves in the mirror? Can we see ourselves in the mirror? Where is the I? Where is the I? The I is here inside. Can we see that in the mirror? No. What can I see in the mirror? I can see my body in the mirror. I can see my body in the mirror. But because we forgot who am I, we said this is I. So we have a long list of I which is not true. The first I which is not true is body. The body is mine. I say my head is paining today. I sprained my foot. It's my foot. I don't say I sprained my foot. I sprained my foot. I cut my finger. My whole body is hurting today. It's my body. It's my body? Yes, everybody? My body? My body? What is it? My body. So we can write there, my body. My relationships. We said, I am the child. I am the parent. I am the partner. I am the spouse. I am the friend. So the relationship labels also, we made them our identity and we said, I am, fill in the blank. They are my relationships. They are my relationships. The third I was my role and position and profession. I am an artist. I am a performer. I am a business leader. I am a jurist. I am a doctor. It is my profession. My designation. My role. Even nationality, it's my country. Even religion, it's my religion. My religion. So someone gives you a gift, visualize this gift. Beautiful strings, very attractive wrapping paper, and a very smart card on that gift. We're going to unwrap this gift. That card on that gift is all your roles, positions and designations. Very, very important. But it's just a label. And these labels keep changing in life, right? Our roles, positions keep changing in life, yes? For a few seconds, take out that label and put it aside. Your label in your mind. Put it aside. It's very important, but it's not I. It's my label. It's my label. Then the strings, those ribbons, very colorful. They are my strings of relationships, so many relationships. Very, very important. But it's not I, it's my relationships. So just for a few seconds, open the ribbons, put them aside. These are my relationships. Then comes all that attractive wrapping paper, which means everything I possess, what I buy, everything that I feel, it's mine. Even all these beautiful clothes I wear, these are all my wrapping papers. This is also not I. Remove that wrapping paper, and inside that is a very, very beautiful velvet box. Very beautiful, very expensive, very expensive. So we thought that was the gift, but that also was not the gift. That was just the box. Which is the box? Label was roles and position, ribbons was relationship, wrapping paper, everything I possess. What is that velvet box? Body. Very expensive, very expensive, very beautiful, but it's just a box. So look at this body, it's just my box. Now when you open the box, there is that priceless diamond within. There is that priceless diamond within. We spent our life thinking that these labels, these strings, this wrapping paper, and this very expensive box is my gift of life. This is what I am all about. And we forgot to open the box to see that diamond inside. Where is that diamond? Where is that diamond? That diamond is here. That is the I. Everything else is mine. So we've come here to now experience that diamond within. That is diamond. And that is I. So ego is, one more line we are going to write, then we will work on this during this week. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. So every time I thought I was a body, I was a role, I was a relationship, I was a religion, I was a nationality, then I and you were different. I and you were different. I was the wealth I possess. Then either I was superior to someone or I was feeling inferior to someone. I and you were different. If I thought I was any of those. These are all important. But this is image of myself. Who am I? That diamond within. That diamond is called the spirit, the soul, the energy, the consciousness, the power, the light. Whatever word. These are all words. What are the different words we use for that? The light, the energy, the power, the consciousness, the spirit, the soul. Language, vocabulary is different. More important is the understanding. That this is all mine, but it is I, that energy within, which is using all this which is mine. I. So ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself means every time I'm operating through relationship consciousness or body consciousness or religion consciousness, you are this, I am this, we are separate. Today in the world we are fighting wars in the name of religion. Religion was to unite all of us. But we're fighting wars in the name of religion. So that's where we have reached, because we forgot who I am. So we will see that in detail tomorrow, but it is attachment to a wrong image of myself. And when I get attached to any image, I live in fear of losing that. I live in fear of losing that. So I am the energy. Now create a visual, a robot. So we see robots doing everything. So the robot is this body. So the world is going to see this body doing everything. Moving, working, cleaning, eating, speaking. But the body is just the robot. The robot is controlled by a computer. The computer is the brain. The computer is the brain. But who is operating the computer? Somebody has to give an instruction to the computer. That operator is I the energy. So I the energy wishes to have a glass of water. So I create a thought of having water. The instruction is given to the brain. The brain will process that instruction, and this robot will go and pick up this glass of water. So I create the thought and feeling, that's the operator. The brain processes that thought and feeling and then brings it into action through this body. But body is just my instrument to get it done. It's not the body who is doing it. It's not the mouth which is speaking. The mouth is just the instrument. I, the being, am choosing what to say. It's like your phone. Your phone is your instrument. But you are the user of that phone. You will choose how to use that phone. Everyone may have the same phone, same instrument, but everyone chooses to use it in a different way. So the phone is not the master. The user is the master of that phone. So I am the master of this body. So now again, here in the center of the forehead. So the soul doesn't reside here in the center here outside. It's inside. It's inside in the brain. If I put a line from here, and a line from here, where it will intersect within, somewhere there is the seat of the soul. That means the operator. And every thought I create gives an instruction to the brain. So even when someone goes into coma, so what has happened when someone goes into coma, the brain-body connection has got affected. The brain-body connection has got affected. So the operator still creates thoughts and feelings, but the brain is not able to process it and get it executed from the body. So you may see that the person cannot see you, the person cannot talk to you, but that person can catch everything that you are thinking or speaking. Everything. Because remember, the body is not perfect, the brain is not working, the soul is perfect. The soul is perfect. Nothing happened to the soul. So if you just go and sit and chat with them, they are listening to everything that you are saying. And we have so many experiences. You know, sometimes body is not functional. Doctor cannot do anything about it. But the soul is still in the body. So brain damaged or brain dead, still in the body. If the family goes and sits and talks to them, which means just sit next to them and chat with them, forgive them, seek forgiveness, clear any misunderstanding, and gently tell them, body not working anymore, you need to leave. your new costume getting ready somewhere else. Don't live in this body for us. We are fine. Talk to them, talk to them, talk to them. And very soon you will see they will leave and the doctor will say they are no more. The body is there and they say they are no more. Where did they go? They are here. But they are not here. Who is here? The body is there. The body is there. So I am that being, that diamond, that beautiful energy. So can we feel that difference? Just see it yourself now. This is just my instrument. My instrument through which I bring into action my every thought and feeling. But who am I? I am that energy here. Here inside. And who? What do I do the whole day? Now three things that I the soul do. Because sometimes I say, what proof there is a soul? Not seen it. Science will never be able to show the soul. Science will never be able to prove the soul because it's not matter. Do we all have proof that there is a mind? Do we have proof that there is a mind? How many believe that you have a mind? Has the doctor ever shown it to you? Has the doctor ever shown it to you? No, but we don't need proof. Because we can experience it every single moment. Energy cannot be shown. Energy can be experienced. So I, the energy which resides here inside, I play three roles. So now you can write down your three roles that you play. Which means this energy has three functions throughout the day. First function, I, the energy, create thoughts and feelings. And when I'm creating thoughts and feelings, we call it the mind. The mind. Thoughts and feelings are not matter, they are energy. So when I, the energy, create thoughts and feelings, we call it the mind. We create a series of thoughts. Let's say you'll go for lunch now. There will be five things there for you. The mind will create thoughts. Should I eat this or should I have this? Then the mind will say, this is tasty. Then the mind will say, but this is healthy. Then the mind will say, but a little bit of this is okay. Then the mind will say, no, it will become a habit. You stick to your diet. Conversation. Conversation within. So mind creates series of thoughts. Series of thoughts. And when I create these series of thoughts, then I take a decision on one thought. And when I take a decision, it's called the intellect. The decision making power. So I, the soul, take a decision. I'll have this today. So the first thing what I was doing, create thoughts and feelings, called the mind. Second, I, the soul, take a decision. We are doing this throughout the day. We don't need any proof that we are doing this throughout the day. It's called the intellect. Now once the intellect takes a decision, I, the soul, bring it into action. Which means I take a decision, I will eat this. Then I bring it into action. I have that. So first thoughts, then decision, coming into action. Now, if I repeat the same action many times, same action, which means I decide to eat that same thing every day, every day, every day, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, then it becomes my habit, which we will call nature. My personality. In Hindi, the word is called sanskar. Sanskar means my personality traits, my nature. So these are the three faculties of the soul. Mind, intellect, and personality traits. which we call nature also. Everything that we put on the left hand, right hand, this was all our sanskars, our personality traits. Not habits in the doing, habit in the being, which means emotional patterns here. Can nature be changed? Can we change our nature? Can we change our nature? Yes, we can change our nature. Yes? How many feel I can change my nature? Good, this is becoming a master. Otherwise we live like a victim. I got this from my parent, so I am like this. I was born in this family, so I am like this. I grew up with these friends, so I am like this. Or my zodiac sign is like this, so I am like this. So again a victim. Allowing ourselves to live out of those habits. We created that nature and we can change it. We can change it. Let's say the first time a child thought of saying a lie, or the first time someone created anger. They created thoughts first. Should I speak the truth? Should I tell a lie? Should I speak the truth? Should I tell a lie? So the mind is like two lawyers. Both gives their sides. But that day the intellect says, it's okay to tell a lie, otherwise it's tough after that. So the first time the child will choose to speak a lie. Next time, 10 days later, again a situation. Again the mind will say, should I tell the truth? Or should I just get away again with it? Should I? Intellect says, it's okay. Last time we got saved, right? Chalo, let's do it once more. Second time, I bring the same decision into action. Third time, I bring the same decision into action. If I keep bringing the same decision into action 10, 20, 30 times, after that it becomes my nature. Now what happens once it becomes my nature, then comes a situation, I don't create thoughts. Do you create thoughts? Should I get angry? Should I not? Should I not? No. Do I take a decision? No. I just create anger, which means it's become my nature. So I bypass the first two stages of creating thoughts, taking a decision. I just go into the auto mode of just bringing my nature into action. So we're living in an auto mode out of our nature that we have created, our personality. So creating anger could be my nature, creating hurt could be my nature, helping people could be my nature, trusting people could be my nature. Lot of things. Another person will tell you, don't trust so much. I say, this is my nature. Once I say, this is my nature, we are saying, this is who I am. But who created that nature? Who created that nature? I. Can I change it if it's an uncomfortable one? Can I change it if it's an uncomfortable one? Yes. So now once it's my nature, I'm living in an auto mode. Auto means I just operate. It's like first time you learned driving, it was with awareness. You were not having your sandwich, listening to radio, talking to people while driving the first day. Aware, this is the steering wheel, this is the brake, full consciousness. After 20 days, it became my nature. I could listen to music, I can chat with people, I can eat my breakfast and I will reach office. Yes? Yes, possible? Yes. Then who drove the car? Who drove the car? My nature. I go into an auto mode. I just reach there. And I said, oh, we reached. We were not driving out of awareness because we're doing that same thing daily. But now if I have to go to another country or another city, I will have to start driving with awareness again. So we've been living in auto mode. Now we will start living with awareness again. Not just react through our nature. Those of our nature which is on the right hand side, very good. But those which is from the left hand side, I'm going to start changing it for myself. I'm going to start changing it. So that is Raj Yoga. So if anyone says, what is the purpose of meditation? The purpose of meditation is to change my nature, the uncomfortable parts of my nature. And when my nature changes, my body heals, my relationships heal, I perform better at work, and the environment starts healing around me. So that is the purpose of Raj Yoga, changing my nature. Changing my nature. Raj Yoga is not about just few minutes of feeling peaceful, few minutes of de-stress, few minutes of deep breathing. No, that's just very simple, basic. Raj Yoga is to change that coding within. It's like if you have the habit of morning coffee or morning tea, it didn't become a habit on the first day, right? First time it was a choice. Should I have coffee? Should I not have? Should I have tea? Should I have coconut water? So many choices were there. Intellect said coffee, came into action. Second day, intellect again said coffee, came into action. 10th day, again intellect said coffee, came into action. Now, having coffee became my, what did it become? It became my habit. And now, I have reached a stage where I say, I cannot live without my morning coffee. Anyone like that, operating out of that, I cannot live without my morning coffee. So it started with a choice and a decision. It became a habit, and I lived out of the auto mode, out of that habit. Today it is a dependency. It's an addiction. But if I want, can I change that habit? If I want, can I change that habit? Then how do I change a habit? I again start with thoughts. Okay, if not coffee, then what? So I explore my new options. New options. Tea, lemon water, coconut water, iced tea, whatever. Herbal tea. Lot of options. Then the intellect has to take a decision. Coconut water. I bring into action. First few days, withdrawal symptoms. Always have to cross the first few days. After those first few days, coconut water on an auto mode. You will not get up in the morning and think, what should I have today? No, mind is not needed anymore. Intellect is not needed anymore. I wake up and I have my coconut water. That is called auto mode. That's called auto mode. So we have created that nature, and we can change anything about our nature. How to change it, we will see tomorrow. And somebody was saying something? Okay. So make a list today of what you would like to change about your personality. Not habits. We are not going to talk about habits. Habits are outer habits. What I eat, how I walk, how I speak. Not outer. Nature. Your nature. Someone has a nature of complaining. Someone has a nature of grumbling. This nature. We have to change our nature, which is uncomfortable. Which is comfortable? Perfect. I enhance that. But which is not comfortable, I change. I don't live like a victim to my previous choices. I become the master and I change. Five words we are going to write. Now seven. Which is my original nature. We'll see detail of that tomorrow, but we need this till tomorrow for meditation. My original nature of every soul. First, purity. I am a pure soul. Pure means flawless. Flawless. No stain at all. Flawless. Purity. Second, I am a peaceful soul. Peace is my nature. Third, I am a powerful soul. Power is my nature. Not power of role and position. Power of the soul. To be stable in every scene of life. To have the power to choose what is right. Powerful. Fourth is, I am a loveful soul. It's not I want love, I seek love, I need love. No, I am love. It's my nature. I am a loveful soul. So in relationships, we will shift from I want love like this. We will shift to I am love, and so I radiate that to everyone. So first was purity, peace, power, love, happiness. I am a happy soul. Not I want happiness. When we don't experience our true nature, we start looking for it outside. So we started looking for happiness in achievements, in possessions, in travel, in eating out. We just looked for it in new clothes. I am a happy soul. Next one, I am a wise soul, knowledgeful. Each one of us knows the answer to every decision we need to take. That wisdom within. I'm a wise soul. And the last one, I am a blissful soul. Bliss. The difference between happy and bliss. Bliss. Which means I don't need anything from here to feel nice. It's like bliss, way above all these things which I get through my sense organs. Blissful. You know, sometimes when we're in that zone, we say, I'm blissed today. Happy is your bliss here. So, seven nature. Every soul has these seven qualities. I am pure. I am peaceful. I am powerful. I am loveful. I am wise, knowledgeful, I am blissful. So next 8 days, and of course once we are back from here, we will meditate to create and re-emerge these seven personality traits. Okay, Jay, let's sit straight for a minute. Two homework for today. One, names whom we have to. What did we have to do to them? Forgive, release, let go, bless. Bless them. Bless them. Second, which nature do I want to change? And third, any vocabulary of dependency. Deep, I'm feeling like this because of. Note it down and keep only. You know, some specific situation in life. Person in my life. I'm feeling like this because of. No, we will change. I'm feeling like this because I am creating this. Shifting from dependency to master. Master. Okay, let's sit straight for a minute. Relax the body. Now start feeling the difference. Oh, this is my body. You know, my body is like this dress that I'm wearing. We never call this dress I. We know it's my dress. I'm wearing it. Right? I'm wearing this. Feel the dress. I'm wearing this. It's not I. I'm wearing this. Similarly, I'm wearing this. I'm wearing this body. Through this body now I come into action. And who am I? Here. Center of the forehead again. And let me see myself, the energy. I am the creator of every thought and feeling. I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my life. I am the creator of my destiny. I am. Pure, powerful soul. Gently repeat the words to yourself within, because what you will say to yourself is who you will become. So not just to hear, but to repeat. Keep seeing yourself, that flawless divine being, and remind yourself, I am a powerful soul. I am calm and stable in every situation. I am calm and stable in every situation. I forgive. I release. I heal myself. I am the creator of the health of my body. I create only high vibrational pure thoughts. High energy. And these vibrations radiate from me out into the world. We will remain in silence, and if comfortable today we will walk in silence to the dining hall. We will have some instructions. Do we have instructions? Sister Judy? No? Okay. So then we will walk in silence to the dining hall. How many would like to walk in silence? And if you want, you can also have your lunch in silence. The more we will be in silence in this campus, the more you will absorb the vibrations here. So whenever you get a chance, just be in silence. Silence. At least walk in silence. Walk in silence. And while you're walking, feel the energy. I am the one who's making this body walk. I am choosing to get up from the chair, to move forward. I am the master. Yes, everyone can start moving gently.